So it is the final look at sports this morning. Football news: Nottingham Forest say they are considering their options over three extremely poor decisions that went against them in their 2-0 defeat at Everton. Now, Forest felt they should have been awarded at least three penalties and are very unhappy that the VAR for the match was Luton fan Stuart Antwell. So this is the tweet from the official Nottingham Forest page. And at first, I thought it was a fake page, but no, it's the real page. So they tweeted after the match, three extremely poor decisions, three penalties not given, which we simply cannot accept. We warned the PGMOL that the VAR is a Luton fan before the game, but it didn't change him. Our patience has been tested time and time again. We will be considering our options. That's what they said yesterday. And usually when you say that, the FA will fine you. There'll be some trouble down the line. But I think when these teams are fighting for relegation and you get three penalties and you don't get those penalties and you lose 2-0, you know, no one really fires the VAR, but the coach will get fired because the team is relegated. So they have a good point, but I've never seen such a public statement, Darren. Never, ever.
So scandalous.
Exactly.
Did the coach take any of the penalties?
What do you mean?
Did he try and score the penalty, the coach?
No.
So the coach didn't miss any of the penalties?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they weren't awarded the penalties.
They needed to get the penalties in order to win.
Yeah. Yes, they needed the penalties. Oh. Yeah. And the problem is, the reason how Luton gets brought into this is because Luton is also fighting with Nottingham Forest for relegation. And the VAR is a Luton fan.
Oh,
I just think the social media guy or lady for Nottingham Forest just had enough, and he was like, "Hey, this is hectic." I don't think the CEO signed off on that.
No, I don't think any CEO would sign off on that.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. Luton, I mean Nottingham Forest against VAR and the Premier League. It's crazy stuff. Coventry City, they produced a remarkable comeback in their FA Cup semi-final, but it's Man United who will face Man City in the final next month. The Championship club fought from 3-0 down to take the game to extra time at Wembley, but eventually lost on penalties. And Coventry boss Sir Mark Robbins says his team couldn't have given any more.
I'm really proud of everybody. Players, staff, supporters were absolutely outstanding. This FA Cup run will be spoken about certainly in Coventry City circles for a long, long time. So whilst I'm disappointed for everybody, we can't be too down about it.
Yeah, it was a proper cup semi-final match at Wembley, United against Coventry. And then tonight, all roads lead to the Varsity Cup final. It is happening in Bloom, Vegas. It is Shimlers against Ikeys.